Mom's new boyfriend was Archie's dad, Archie's married dad. The guys knew, had known. I couldn't deal with this.
Wait,
Archie said, tightening his arms around me. He pitched his voice low, probably a good plan to keep it from carrying out to the pair still locked together below. Acid churned in my gut, and I think I threw up a little in my mouth. As much as I wanted to storm out, I didn't dare draw attention to myself. Not if it meant I had to talk to Mom right now in front of all of them. The fact they'd known was bad enough. My legs wobbled. As if not for Archie, I probably would have landed on my ass. As it was, I pushed away from him and crossed to one of the chairs they'd abandoned. They were farther back, invisible from below. There were four open beers on the table. Well, good to know they started the party early. Grabbing one, I took a long pull from it and grimaced. That was so foul.
Easy,
Jake said as he crouched next to me. When he put a hand on my leg, I jerked my knee away, and he lifted his hands in surrender. One by one, the others sat down, and I tipped the bottle up and drained the rest of it, then shook my head at the horrible taste. Are they gone? Archie was the only one not sitting or crouching. He glanced over his shoulder, then back at me.
Almost.
You knew. It wasn't a question.
Caught them last week,
he admitted. Last week? Caught them? That's why you weren't at school on Monday. I wiped the back of my hand against my mouth. The air was still cool, even if the sun was warm. The covered deck added to the chill racing over me. Had to explain the goosebumps somehow.
Pretty much,
Archie admitted. And when did you tell everyone else? Coop sighed.
Tuesday? When you were at lunch with Matthew.
Okay, that fit. My mom was having an affair with Archie's dad. She wasn't out of town at all. Your parents were supposed to be out of town.
Yeah, well, not the first time Edward and Muriel made different plans.
Archie crossed over to a small outdoor bucket I hadn't noticed. He pulled out a bottle of wine. It looked pretty familiar, and heat scorched through me. It was the same kind we'd had the night before. He retrieved a glass and carried it over.
If you're going to drink, drink something you like, and give me your keys.
Ian had said nothing. He just sat forward, elbows on his thighs, and hands clasped together as he stared at me. When I caught his gaze, he gave me a small smile.
I'm sorry we didn't tell you.
I'd gone to his place on Tuesday. We'd made out in the pool.
I didn't tell you later because, Frankie, I have no idea how to tell you something like that about your mom.
Bottle open, Archie filled the glass halfway and held out the wine.
Keys.
If I took the wine, I was staying. If I stood up right now, I could just leave.
I know you're mad,
Jake said quietly.
You can be as pissed at us as you want to be. We deserve it. But stay. We can cancel the stupid party. Just don't go away angry and having to choke on this. We're still your friends,
Coop added.
Maybe not the best of friends right now, but we're yours, and you shouldn't be alone. For what it's worth,
Archie said.
I got really blitzed, and I was hungover as fuck on Monday. I knew Edward was cheating. It's not like it's new. He's a serial cheater. But Muriel puts up with it. They left together. He came back alone, took a different bag, and left again.
Mom had been dating for months. The whole time, I hadn't been talking to the guys. I stared at the wine glass for a beat longer. Shifting in the seat, I dug my keys out of my pocket and handed them to Coop. The corners of Archie's mouth tightened, but he gave me the wine.
It's a little late to cancel the party,
Archie said, as he grabbed a fresh beer out of the bucket and popped the cap.
But the fact we're having it means they'll go. So, it'll at least be a safe space here.